You are in the Temple of Light, possibly the oldest ruin in Yodel or the world.
Ooh.
Oh.
No one has set foot in this place in hundreds of years. You have discovered that some tenant of this place has been observing you for long enough, seemingly, to create a makeshift statue of Echo.
That's so creepy.
You've spotted them in the rafters and in little crooks in the walls, in between cracks in the stones.
Foot ghost.
Foot ghost.
Interesting.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Foot ghost.
So to say that no one has set foot in here in hundreds or thousands of years
is false.
May very well be a myth.
A misconception.
But how long have you been watched? And how can anyone really discern how long it's been since someone's been in here? As you've seen this place, its sense of time, its laws of reality are warped and twisted and strange. An arrow shot down one hall comes exiting, barreling out the other. Coins placed in a stack remain in position, but when coming back to see them again, after a few moments, they've all turned from heads up to tails up. This place is strange, eerie. It's quiet. All around you, all of the architecture, big sweeping arches and long beams are made out of some strange white metal wood. What would you like to do?
I drew a really cute picture of Echo. So.
Yeah, it's gonna have to go on social media.
No.
Over
my dead body. So the statue of Echo?
How's it look?
It's half done. It looks like somebody has taken...
Nobody touch it. Continue. I just had to say it. Please continue.
It looks like somebody has taken a brick out of the wall here. Again, this whole area, this whole structure is made out of this like strange, like white, silvery, wood fibrous material, but it's hard as metal. But it looks like somebody's taken a brick of it and has carved it down, probably down to the waist. It is so fundamentally accurate to Echo as she appears now. It's more like eyeing a parchment of a medical analysis or like a illustration of a species. You know what I mean? It is eerily accurate.
That answers my biggest question, which is like, how accurate is it? Like, are the scars right?
The scars are right. The way pouches on your belt or clasp are right. I mean, it's right down to the hair.
So I know Herbert's over here at this table. I believe he was one of the ones, right? That was looking at the table and looking at the tools specifically.
Yes, yes.
Seeing that, okay, if you're working on this fine of a detail, probably there's like some sort of like magnifying glass or something like that, right?
There is like what looks like an oblong like crystal tube.
Yeah.
That's kind of like off to the side.
Uh-huh. Okay, I'm just kind of curious. So I think Herbert is gingerly going to pick up this statue,
okay,
and then look around in the statues of Echo in her hair and see if he sees a toad. Like how close? How well does he know? Yeah.
I like that. Is there like a relief of fin hidden in the hair?
Yeah. You scour this statue. You scour through the hairs here, these very fine looking.
And I think while this is happening, the hairs on Herbert's like arms are just kind of sticking on the end. You know, it's this is pretty eerie, you know.
But a toad you do not find. It is merely the outside appearance of her. Okay. And the toad is hidden. So
it stays pretty well hidden.
All right. Well, I think that has calming effect. It's okay. So, you know,
he has limits in what he sees.
Yeah. It's like, okay, well, this is creepy, but I suppose it could be worse, you know?
And we have no idea what kind of material this is, right?
You have some idea. I mean, in the sense that, you know, it was grown, right? I think Echo, Herbert, Gwydion are aware of that Athaki manuscript you found, right, in the Crimson Tower. And I think Herbert actually saw visions from it due to a spell, the effects of a spell of this tower being grown up from mm-hmm. the ground from some sort of seed made out of the same material. Mm-hmm. So it was grown in some capacity. I don't know if that necessarily means it's natural, but yeah, in terms of what it is something between metal and wood, or rather I'd say it's almost like a perfect joinder of what wood and metal would be, right?
Mm-hmm. Out of curiosity, Echo does kind of like, just kind of wave her hand at it, cast Magpie. Can I move it a little?
There's no movement.
No, it doesn't respond at all.
Doesn't respond at all.
Okay. Interesting.
Hmm. Oh, can you even fucking cast spells? I can. I'm going to cast Jackal's Inquiry.
Hell
so
yeah.
I just.
Okay.
So I'm going to put my little tiny fawn hands on it. I'm just going to touch it on the top of the head. I want to know where it comes from. However, if you consider it a living thing, I learn its birthplace. I don't know what that.
Okay. I guess it's not really a living thing.
No, it's not.
Wait, are we talking about the statue or just the material?
That is really up to you.
Okay.
Which I hate. But
no,
it
I think
says
I get
touch
it.
An item or person, learn where it comes from and its and or its birthplace.
Okay. So I guess I'm asking you, do you want to touch the statue or do you want to touch like a brick on the wall?
I'm touching the statue.
Okay. You see it being like grasped out of the side of the wall, slid out of the wall and sort of placed here. And you see it being carved by like rough, small, pale hands.
So it's from here.
Okay. It's from here.
From made it man. Out of the temple.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
And now I will touch a brick. You can tell me where the fuck the brick of it comes from.
Okay. Interesting.
Blown some mana, huh?
I just...
Magpie's free.
Oh,
it's cantrip.
Okay.
No, I am, though.
That's dope.
I don't know. I'm fucked anyways, so like whatever.
Okay.
I don't like to alarm you guys, but we're fucked.
I want to know where this fucking thing comes from.
Well, if we can find a window, we can jump out.
What you see is like a smooth dirt mound with sparse little droplets of bright blue grass like cresting it. And you see like white light past it. The whole horizon's taken up by white light. And there's two figures on the top of this hill. They're both dressed in like very fine but tattered white robes. And they both have like rough looking primordial spears, like they were carved out of one piece of stone. And one's kind of hunched and the other is looking like straight up, is standing straight up and looking. And they're both looking at the horizon. And you see these silvery clouds like billowing, going faster than they should be. And then you see what looks like the pit of some sort of fruit or like a seed, all granular and silvery and twisted like a teardrop. And it's just massive and plummeting like to the ground out of the clouds. Like you can see the clouds billow around it and it goes soaring down. And there's this like sudden, very dense sounding thud, like somebody's knocking, making one knock on a door. And that white light just expands super quickly and overtakes the two figures and the rest of your vision. And your vision fades and you're back here.
Ancient alien.
I'm not sharing any of that because I don't really know how to comprehend that as Spadefoot.
Aliens.
It's
an alien seed.
But it sounds like the
moon. Is there a pickaxe nearby?
It does sound like the moon, though.
There's a...
Real talk.
Like on,
but really though it sounds like it came from the moon.
There's a hammer, there's a chisel, but there's nothing, there's no pickaxe.
Okay. Well, I can't use a hammer and chisel to mine.
Hmm. So. There's like a hook, there's like it almost looks like a big ice hook.
Oh cool,
that's pretty cool.
That's for carrying bricks.
That's for carrying bricks.
Oh.
Just gotta mine the bricks out though, don't have a pickaxe.
Echo's just been looking at it, just kind of studying it, and she's going to say, not loudly, but like projecting out so you can hear it in green, she says, this is very impressive.
That's amazing.
And she just kind of lets that hang there. She's just letting them know.
Talking to the spirits.
Yep.
Foot ghost.
Yep, talking to foot ghost.
The only response you get is an agonizing and sudden cry from the far end of the hall where you came from.
Not important.
What the?
Josh's fucking face.
It sounds like flattery is the weakness.
Yeah. It's like injury.
Male voice.
Sound like a male voice. And then a quick, like, shattering of glass.
Hmm. Do we want to go check that out?
Yeah.
I feel like we should.
Yeah, that's a bit worrisome. I mean, we are being chased, so.
By a dragon, yes.
I think, like, real quick, Herbert's kind of look around, because as far as we could tell, there's only, like, one entry exit, one doorway into this room, right? I think Herbert's kind of, like, maybe it's peek behind, like, bookshelves or under rugs and see if there's, like, any other exit.
Mm. Mm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
We've got that big rug on the ground.
Yeah.
That big suspicious rug on the ground.
Yim yam rug.
And then there is also the, yeah, it's made, it's a hide of a yim yam yum. And then there's also this really big suspicious looking bookshelf too.
Yeah. And there's a fireplace, I believe.
And there is a hearth. Yeah, it's been dug into the side. It's like the some of the stones have been removed in kind of a triangular formation, and he's just like shoved like wood and stuff back there.
Well, now that you mentioned the bookshelf, I have to ask, do any of the books look a little off?
There is one that looks a little bit off.
It's okay. Bright red and it's halfway off the bookshelf.
Yeah.
It's actually like pulsating with a light. Like this is your waypoint. This is how to progress the story.
The one that's strange is it's too short and it's way too wide and it's just a pastel colored like pink book. The rest of these are more or less like
books,
parchments, like bound together with pieces of leather, you know. And I think you guys were looking through some of it. So you want to look at this pink one in particular?
Is there anything on the spine?
On the spine, nothing on the spine.
It says door.
It says push me.
Door. You know, yeah. So just pull it down. Check it out.
All right.
Because even if nothing happens, I get to look at a cool book.
Nothing happens. You have a big book. It's going to weigh 2 bulk if you do want to carry it around. It's written in green, and it looks to be some sort of like bestiary, but not for creatures that are immediately like recognizable to Echo at the very least. The weirdest thing probably as you're just like flipping through is like some sort of mammal, 4-legged, like quadruped, and its legs are like spread out in straight lines, like it's galloping. It's got like a long neck and like this like rounded snout. And you can see there's these big flat teeth underneath it, which is not abnormal, but like the way the eyes aren't bulging, there's no skin flaps, there's no like air postulates, there's no, it looks very like sleek.
Whose horse is that?
I don't know.
No, Echo doesn't know what a fucking horse is.
Yeah.
But I'm assuming, Patrick is assuming that this is a horse.
It's a horse?
Damn, it'd be cool if we had horses.
Yeah, it would, wouldn't it? Whose fault is that, I wonder? Anyway.
My curse upon this world that never lets up.
Looking through here, and she realizes she doesn't recognize a lot of these, I think she's going to show them to Spadefoot and just be like, do you know any of this? Because, like, Spadefoot's old. Spadefoot's been around.
I don't think Spadefoot's ever seen a horse.
I mean...
Not just the horse, but there's other stuff in here. Like, I think she's just kind of, like, turning the pages and holding it out to Spadefoot.
It's like... So I imagine it's like... So you have someone from the States look at the animals from Australia. Like, they look vaguely similar, yeah. But you're like, that one looks... There's something wrong there. That spider's too big. I mean, and also the fact that, you know, Spadefoot has probably only been in this plane of existence for, like, a year.
She's also ruling out that they are fey creatures.
Oh, that's fair. Mm-hmm. I'm assuming they're not fey creatures?
They're not fey creatures, no.
These are... Okay. So I think she just thinks they're primordial. Anyway, we need to go look. She was like, I thought it might open the... It's a cool book, but yeah.
Is there anything, just real quick, is there anything when he takes the book away, when Echo takes the book away, is there like a button or a latch or anything behind the book?
No button, no latch, but we can go back to Herbert because he was actually checking.
Mm-hmm. I'm so sorry.
No, it's okay.
I wanted to take the book though.
I'm so sorry. I didn't know.
She looks at Herbert and goes, it's not the book.
Yeah, Herbert's like actively like looking along the edge of the bookcase.
Yeah.
Like looking on the floor for like any like signs of movement. He's looking around the rug to see if like any floor dust has been like disturbed from movement, anything like that. Yeah.
Okay, let's go back. Let's do a wit check.
Okay.
Edo puts the book back up while he's looking around like pushes it back in. One more try, like pushes it like a button.
All right. Yeah, that's only going to be an 11.
An 11.
Looking around. Can I help?
Sure.
Since
yeah.
I'm over here and like fucking with the bookshelf.
Let's see if you can aid.
I didn't pour my dice out yet.
What the fuck is wrong with you? Recording's over. Get the fuck out of here.
Oh, God. Yeah. I don't. I rolled a 9.
That's crazy, bro.
That's crazy.
So with 11, the edge is pretty fruitless. But as you're moving like through the books, like two or three at a time, kind of moving them around, trying to keep your time, you know, considering your time on this endeavor, not really looking super thoroughly, you do actually end up spawning what looks like some sort of hand carved like divot in like the top right corner of the bookshelf.
Mm-hmm.
It's behind some books and you can't see in there. I don't think anybody can in there. You'd have to reach up really high, but you can feel if you want to in there. There's just like a little hollow. Yeah. Do you want to put your hand inside this hollow?
I think that like in this moment, it's like, man, this is going to be a good time to head E around.
Do we, I see this too, right?
First thing I think he does is just like, probably just takes like just a random object and just like fiddles around in there, make sure that it's like no mechanisms and like capture his hand or take his fingers or some shit.
Okay. So you fiddle around and then you like feel something kind of catch. And then suddenly out of that hollow, there's just this loud like bang and it reverberates around the room and it pours out like black smoke into the room.
Oh, found something.
Is it just actively pouring smoke in or is it like a big puff came out?
It's a big puff and a flash of amber light.
Was that an explosion?
It's definitely similar to small explosion. Yeah.
So I would have lost my fingers. How's the end of the thing that that I was doing that with? Look,
you pull it out. I'm assuming it was just like a stick that he was using to poke the fire. It looks it looks charred, but you know, it's made out of that wood metal, so it's not destroyed.
Intact.
Yeah, it's intact.
I can look in there. Echo walks over and she puts her hand over her eye and pulls that eye out.
Just throw it in the hole.
And holds her eye up.
Throw it in the hole.
And closes her one that's still in her head.
Okay, you see two things in here. One is a flintlock pistol.
Home Alone style trap.
No, it's just not even. He just was able to catch it by the.
You pulled the trigger on it.
Pulled the trigger to a flintlock pistol. The other looks like a small body. Kind of like crunched up in the fetal position, like mummified. Their fists are bald and their head is between their fists. Ooh. And they're just like shoved into the back of it with ratty clothes on.
And it is like, this is a dead person.
This looks like a very tiny dead person.
Oh my God.
Does it look like a gnome?
Definitely looks like a gnome.
Okay. I was going to say like gnome or like a human child.
No, not.
Oh my gosh.
Any kind of, like you said, just rags, no defining features on the clothes or anything?
Roll wit.
I will say while this is happening, Gwydion's watching the hallway where the
smart
sound came from. Okay. Just keeping an eye on the hallway.
18.
You do spot what looks like a little golden orb, like earring, that's laying next to where they're sitting.
Dibs.
Okay, yeah, she brings her eye back down. She puts it back in.
Okay.
And, relays this and just tells you guys what she saw.
Was there any, does it seem like there was any sort of mechanism to get into this space? Is it just holed up?
Not really, right?
I mean, you could climb up there.
Yeah.
It's pretty high up, but you could climb up
there. Give me a boost.
Okay. She like takes a, she like goes down to her knees and just tells Herbert like, hop up.
Nope. Right. Okay. And Herbert like the climbs up. On top of
on the shoulders,
Echo's
right?
Shoulders, yeah.
And then Echo's gonna stand up.
Nobody tosses a dwarf. You clamber up in there, and I'm assuming you want to grab this earring.
I want to like continue looking for what I was looking for. Like number one, if I found a hollow with somebody in it, does it look like, you know, even like pulling out like his star rod, like looking in there, does it look like there's a way into this, or is this person just like walled in?
You could squeeze in there, and it does look like it turns to the left.
It's gnome-sized.
Oh, okay.
Right? It's gnome-sized, right?
It's gnome-sized.
This is good. I thought it was just like a little, like, you know, like a finger hole, like from like rock climbers, the way you're describing it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I was picturing it kind of like that wide, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like just wide enough.
It opens up pretty quickly into gnome size. Like Herbert's going to squeeze in there. It's going to be tough.
I'm going to assume that Echo cannot get in here.
Yeah.
She's too big to fit in here.
Gwydion could probably have a lot easier time getting in here.
Yeah, Herbert's thick.
As we all slowly turn and look at Gwydion.
Don't be thick.
No. We'll
crawl on the bookcase, Gwydion.
All right.
What? I'm watching the hallway. What are you all doing?
I've got one eye that can watch the hallway.
Okay. What's in the book? What's going on?
There's a person in here.
Oh, what do you mean?
It's like a mummy.
They're dead.
There's a dead body in the bookshelf.
Oh, yeah,
I think we want you to crawl in there.
Oh my god.
You know what? Yeah, I think that I'm
completely not like, you know, I'm just like freaked out right now. This is like messing me up. I don't know why. It's freaking me out.
So
there's like
far,
a little body in the bookshelf.
Yeah,
I know. It's creepy.
So far, we've only explored two of the hallways that we've encountered so far, right?
Okay. Right.
Yeah.
And there's one other, right?
Correct.
Now we know that this one continues on in a fashion.
Well, I think there is someone coming after us soon. So if there is a crawl space through there, maybe we can find something down there to open up another passage for them. Or
how do you have a?
I'm worried we're going to get stuck in here with only one way out.
Yep, could be pretty.
It'll be fine.
And I like Herbert's like tries to like see like how hard it would be for him to like get in here.
It's gonna be like you're gonna have to put your very top of your body in. And then basically take your elbows or hands and pull yourself through the rest of the way.
Would it make it easier if I remove the mummy and the pistol?
The mummy and pistol are like
back there,
a foot back. Just to get through this initial gap would be the challenging
part. Would it
be
tight to get around it?
I don't think so. You could probably just smash at the body.
I don't want to do that.
Here, hand the body down to me. I'll take a look at it while you try.
Yeah, yeah. And I think like
Gwydion will like, run
takes
over.
Takes the earring. Like, I think you'd like,
yeah, Gwydion.
With reverence. Because this is obviously not a tomb. This is somebody that's held, like, holding up and
held
like,
captive or was hiding.
Probably, most likely hiding, injured and died, or, you know, who knows?
Pass it out.
Poisoned.
Pass them out to Echo.
Yeah.
And Echo him down.
Yeah. Take a good look at that pistol.
Yeah, I'll try to read the body.
That, there might be
there.
Something with this earring, too. And he's like, dibs. I like jewelry.
While Gwydion is, like, checking over the body, Echo is going to walk back over to the statue and she's going to just put her hand on it and close her eyes and she's going to cast Amalgamate. It's going to take a second, but, she's using this stone wood as like the focal point. Like this is the, cause that's how Amalgamate works is I have to have some kind of ancient power nearby. And I think that's everything here.
Yeah.
So. She's going to cast Amalgamate, and it takes her about a minute to do so. So I'll let you guys handle your stuff while she's just sitting there with her eyes closed, hand on her own face.
So while she's doing that, and while they're looking over the corpse,
right,
the gun and all that jazz, Herbert's like shimmying his way up in there.
Yeah.
Okay. Roll might, Herbert, and you're doing a read? You're doing
good. If I got a boost, could I get an aid?
Yeah, I could. Gwydion's going to lay the body down gently and then try to help bolster
just
you.
Just like
up
shove
in
him
there.
In the hole.
Yeah.
I'm going to actually say no because this is what you're doing.
It's too high.
The difficulty here is Herbert pushing the bottom half of his body through here.
Okay.
It's not really something that you can.
I can. Yeah, I can. Can be like.
Does anybody have any butter?
I can help.
The difficulty is Herbert getting his Gwydion
just
thick ass through the doorway.
Because it's ability check, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So Gwydion's just going to say some quip like, I'll butter you up. And then he kind of like winks at you
Herbert
and he gives you an inspiration.
Looks around behind
right.
And like winks at him.
Yeah. Gives you a flirty bard inspiration.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I get to add a D6 to this. All right.
Cool.
Dope. Okay, cool. And let's go ahead and use that D6.
Gwydion's dad joke.
All right. That's going to be, make it a 17.
Nice.
Damn.
16 on the die.
You are fully buttered.
Oh, I didn't even add my modifier. 18.
Okay.
Double buttered.
In 18.
Got butter them hams.
Mm-hmm.
There's just a moment of resistance, but almost instantly you can feel, you can feel like if you just turn a little bit clockwise, your hips can slide right through at an angle and you're inside this little hollow. Body's clear. There's a flintlock pistol in here still, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And you can almost like get up onto your feet in here once you've walked a couple feet. Mm-hmm. And it's just almost like an organic cavern. Like the bricks have been hewn in pieces to form this like rough tunnel, worm-like tunnel that Ooh. Curves to the left and into the dark. Uh-huh. Before we get to that, though.
Oh, that's weird.
Gwydion, what are you doing with this body?
What? So Gwydion's going to reach back down and pick up that body, and I was going to use psychometry, but I realize that it's like for items. So I'm going to hold that body and kind of just look it over, but I'm going to hold that earring and use psychometry on the earring.
Herbert has the earring.
You have the earring?
Oh, I passed it. I passed it down.
Passed it down to Echo. So
I was like, yeah, take, yeah.
I would Echo, say that when Echo earring? Took it, she handed it over to Gwydion.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. So like 40 people have touched this earring.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not going to do anything at all then.
Possession of it.
Yeah.
Though.
No, yeah. That's not how it works.
Oh, Herbert called dibs on it.
That's it's also Herbert. Why I said don't touch the statue, but everyone touches the statue anyways.
Yeah, it's fine.
That's fine.
Well, one thing that
I'll
like,
lay the body
I don't
down.
Meta it, you know, like no, I don't think that Gwydion's ever really explained how that works.
That's
to
fair.
Us, you know, okay. So like we wouldn't necessarily know. Oh, I shouldn't touch this.
No.
That's yeah,
fair.
I mean that's the thing. Yeah, it's I like I wouldn't that. Know.
Yeah,
but
and I would argue that none of us took possession of it or really touched it for very long. But
Herbert did.
Herbert took possession of it and was holding on to it. So
yeah. Well, the spell description is the last person to have touched
this. Womp, womp. I think what I'm going to do, though, is instead just kind of look the body over and try to get like some kind of intuitive feeling of what happened here, where maybe the body's from. You know, I'm a gnome and they were a gnome. There's got to be some kind of commonality there. I mean, I'm a scholar. Like, there's got to be something I can pick up on this. So I'm going to try to, you know, Gwydion's just holding the body, staring at it while he waits for Herbert to get back.
Okay, roll wit.
Okay.
What were you doing, Echo?
Amalgamate.
Casting amalgamate.
Right. Okay, so that's still going. You've got your hands on there. Spadefoot's looking down the hall.
Yeah, I'm doing absolutely nothing. I'm sitting cross-legged on the ground, staring into the darkness.
You know that right scene in The Holy Grail where you got the two guards guarding the castle and you have Sir, so what's his bucket?
So actually, Lancelot, no.
Like, just coming up. Yep. Just like, it just keeps coming from one to the other. And like
that's what's happening around. Right now. Yeah. It's just Murdoch running just down like, the hallway towards Spadefoot.
Just kind of looking down and be like, huh. Yeah. And nobody's getting closer.
Yeah.
It's just that.
Just like keeps reverse shotting back to Murdoch. Just here.
Yeah.
All right, Herbert. So what do you want to do?
Yeah.
Pull out my star rod.
Pull out your star rod.
Yeah. And then he's going to take a moment and like, so like he's heard people talking about like, oh, there's a man in the hall, or like, oh, there's a man on the roof, or, you know, I saw a foot or something like that. Mm-hmm. So he's going to take a mental note, and it's like how going through this hole felt and like what it took for him to get through it. Mm-hmm. Because there seems to be some sort of like system of back tunnels between rooms for people to be able to travel through. Mm-hmm. So if he encounters another one, you know, perhaps he'll have a better idea of how he'll be able to approach that tunnel. Mm-hmm. Right?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And thinking about like what kind of person it would take if they were like larger size than a gnome to be able to like work their way through these things.
Mm.
Right. But after that, he's just kind of like feel out the walls. He's not going to like approach too much further than where he is, but just like feel them out. I mean, like, does this feel, you described it like it like carved.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So looking at it with the star rod, you know, in hand and like being able to rub his hand over it. I mean, like, what sort of tools was this, was like, how was this shaped? Like, how was this, is it natural or, you know, like, was there, you know, like a chisel involved?
This feels as you're kind of like,
yeah, like how intentional slowly. Was this part of the planning?
Yeah. You very slowly move your hand over, getting a feel for it. Bits of it are really smoothed out. And like, it almost seems like somebody took their knuckle and rubbed it against it in one spot and then another, like day after day after day. And then there's other spots that just have like shards of that rough wood metal sticking out. Roll wit.
Okay.
I think there's a conclusion here. That's how it feels. But I think there's a conclusion here that can be reached.
Yeah. Knowing possibly. Like being an artisan and like, you know, having a general knowledge of making things.
Yeah.
This is something like Herbert would approach and be like, you know, was this done in haste? Was this done slowly? You know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Ugh, not great. Only 8.
Okay. This.
We said wit, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. 8.
The only thing I think you can surmise is that this was done like with hands.
Not with a tool.
Yeah. Not with a tool.
So somebody was digging.
That's insane.
With their hands. So it's probably, I was like, I think Herbert like takes that into account and is like, on that poor fella, look at his hands.
Okay.
Mm. You turn the hands over like palms up.
Yeah.
They're like you know, mummified, obviously, but they're completely smooth. The knuckles, too, totally smooth. It looks like they've never seen a day's work in their life.
Yeah. I rolled a nat 20 on that.
Oh, great. You can see in the skull, there's like a small indention, like a circular indention right above and between the eyes. There's, you know, little bits of blonde hair that come out and sprouts. Clothes look archaic. With a 20, though, I think one thing you see on the skin are little dots of ink here and there, like old school, like berry ink. This is, this guy was some sort of scribe. Yeah. This individual is a scribe, rather.
Yeah. Okay.
Possibly could have been one of your people.
Whoa.
Although very old.
Wow. Okay.
You know, like 40.
He's like 41, 42. See,
literally a year so older old. Than Gwydion.
Yeah.
The last thing you feel, Herbert, is like right underneath one of these smooth little edges, your thumb touches something cold and wet. It's like a weird, you pull your hand away for a second and there's like a weird kind of like clear gelatinous liquid on your hands.
How does it smell? Does it smell acidic? Does it
smell? It smells acidic, I would say.
Yeah.
Other than that, it doesn't really smell like anything. It's like somebody put a little acid in water.
I mean, like, how does it feel? Like on my finger, does it like any tingling sensation or anything like that? I think maybe like Herbert, like perhaps like gets his finger, like a little bit more on his finger and kind of rubs it around and seems like, you know, perhaps this was used in the process of like making this tunnel.
It feels
something like that thought process.
It feels kind of gritty when you press two fingers against it and your fingers are starting to go numb.
And this doesn't remind me of anything else I've ever encountered.
That's a good question. Roll wit.
Yeah.
A lot of wit checks tonight.
Yeah, I'm just trying to like glean as much about this fucking tower in this situation as possible.
Every out though.
Every advantage.
Seven.
Eat it.
No.
No, with a seven, I don't think so.
Okay.
It just sounds like primitive icy hot for while they're up there like working on the tunnel. Yeah.
Sounds like a gelatinous for sure, cube.
Yeah. Perhaps. Yeah.
Somewhere stuck in that tunnel that you're gonna crawl.
Well, the thing about it is like
that would be crazy, bro.
Wait a minute. I like that thought line. I think like Herbert turns around, like sticks his head like out and like, Echo, Herbert would know. Which way was this gnome facing?
The gnome was leaning against the left wall, facing the right wall.
Okay, but he wasn't like looking down the hall. He wasn't looking into the room. He was just like sitting there like. Okay.
Correct.
Okay. So just kind of like hiding, but not like something's coming from this direction or something's coming from this direction. It's just like hiding in general.
Right.
Okay. Yeah, Herbert leans out and he's like, does it look like that any indications of like this gnome would have been like injured from acid, perhaps on his clothes or on his skin? Maybe on the gun? Who knows?
I don't know. I mean, I can tell you, I think he was a scholar, or they were a scholar. I'm not sure. There's ink on the hands.
I think at this point, I would say that, like, Amalgamate is done. Like, yeah, she's,
I would say so.
For the next hour, she is in tune with this building.
Yeah, let's get to that. I think that's interesting.
When we get through that, I want to help Gwydion, like, kind of do an autopsy.
Cool.
Like, I want to figure out how this person died.
Cool. Yeah, so you have your two hands resting on the block, and there's this, like, the last probably 5 or 6 seconds of incanting this ritual is just, like, dark and quiet, and it's just, like, the words in your head and the motions, and then suddenly there's just, like, this white flash, like a heartbeat that comes out from where you're at and scatters kind of asymmetrically all throughout this facility. And you can see almost like a model in your head, this like square-shaped walled fortress with all these spires coming out of different sizes out of the center. And you can see those spires also go down into this sort of sea cliff that this thing is on, this spire in the ocean that you crossed a bridge to get to. It's just this massive labyrinth of light, and it's spreading out almost like echolocation, and you can see dots like boom. You can see like little black shadows where the light like pings against something but it doesn't, it's not absorbed by it. And there's like clusters of like two and then three or maybe one. Some of them are going quickly and some of them are going up and down. Others are standing like solitary, like in place, but they just look like they're moving upwards or moving downwards. This place tonight, for the first time again in probably hundreds or possibly thousands of years, is a hub of activity. And you can see that there are people in here fighting one another.
Okay.
Hell yeah.
Most disconcerting, however, is on the edge of the sea cliff, right up against the interior walls of the fortress. You can see this massive shape, the size of a tower, like digging into the side. And it's crawling in between the rocks and the inner walls of the fortress itself, like something's burrowing and twisting its whole form around a bottom spire.
Well, I wonder what that is.
Yeah, it specifically says like large vibrations. Oh, yeah. I can see that. Yeah. So
I want to know who else is in here and who's, if they're on our side or I guess, yeah.
It's hard to tell.
That's crazy.
I think she will rejoin the group now.
Okay.
Like there's kind of a moment of her like dropping her hand and just standing there, just taking all this in. And then she's going to rejoin the group and she's going to relay this. We are very much not alone. There are far more people here than we thought. And Zale seems to be tunneling his way into the fortress.
Oh my God, bro.
So what do you guys want to do?
Yeah. Like Herbert's like leaning through the hole, like into the room. It's like, all right, so what do we, this tunnel seems to go a ways. We could always go back and look at the other tunnel. Somebody dropped some glass out there in the hallway. That's either going to be a fight or just another mystery.
We should investigate that for sure. I do want to lean down with Gwydion and I want to take a look at this body.
Okay.
I'm looking for signs of trauma.
Signs of trauma. There are none.
None whatsoever. None like whatsoever. Pull the robes back a little bit. Any like strangulation marks or
No, there's nothing here.
I'm not gonna do like a full blown autopsy. Like we're not cutting them open.
Let's do it. Whole rest episode.
No, we're
inside not careful. You'll find five ball bearings.
Five what?
Ball bearings.
Oh man, that was that.
Is there anything?
The mystery twist. Like
a flashback to the Pale campaign.
Yeah. Is there anything inside the robes of the body or anything?
Nothing's here. If there was something here, it's long turned to ash before this mummification did. Mummification.
That's weird.
How's that pistol look?
It's strange.
Nobody really looked at the pistol yet.
Got a flintlock pistol. It's got one bullet. It's got one bullet in it.
I'm also worried about all these people dying in here if they're fighting against the Murdoch's gang.
Mm.
What gang?
Oh, he's Murdoch's still got, group. Like, peons.
I guess he's got prisoners.
He's got a bunch of prisoners in here. Murdoch's probably
I'm sure
here.
There's, like, new devotees that he's, like, found to fall his cause. You know?
But I wonder, like, who's fighting them. That's a weird thing.
If I focus down the hallway, is there any movement? Any footsteps? Or
you push out that sort of, like, white echolocation against this, like, black. It almost feels in your head like a wireframe. You see, like, there is some kind of lump like laid out on the ground, and that's pretty much it. There's also like some sort of heat source near it. It's like you can't really catch it, but there's some kind of energy attached to the wood or metal there. Okay. The wood metal.
So she relays to you guys, I believe there is a body down this hallway. I believe something has happened. What do we want to do with them? And she just kind of gestures towards the body here, the mummy.
I don't think there's anything more we can do.
Okay.
No, I don't think that's where they wanted to be. So I don't think that anywhere that we could put set them would be any worse than where they were.
So we just need to go down this hallway, I think. She walks over to the hole and just kind of stands there with her back against the wall.
Might need a hand. Not like Herb is like crawling out front ways.
she was hoping you'd put your feet out and just kind of like ease down to her shoulder.
Nope, catch me.
Oh shit,
I'm coming.
Ezek's like underneath the hole, like with his arms out.
Yeah, Echo comes in and just like puts her arms out over Ezek's head.
Yeah. Herbert plops out into your arms, Echo.
So I don't need to roll my might again?
No, I think you're good. You found the angle.
Okay.
You know. And you kind of kind of push yourself out of this stone hollow.
Head first, it would have absolutely been Echo just holding onto your hands and like pulling.
Yeah, foot against the wall.
Winnie the Pooh stuck in Rabbit's house.
And you, exactly what this is. You land in Echo's arms, and Ezek says, I saw something like this happen in a village once.
Did you?
You'll have to tell us that story sometime.
It was called a birthing.
Oh.
Wow.
No, yeah, I could see that. I've never seen a birth myself. I've heard about them.
It was a phenomenal experience, and he's kind of like tearing up a little bit.
Okay,
let's walk this way.
Gwydion's eyes just kick down.
Now hold on, before we go down this fucking hallway.
My God, Spadefoot, you're talking in a strange voice and very loudly.
Well, that's because I'm not talking as fucking.
Okay, that's the joke, Madeline.
Now I've been sitting here
quietly,
very quietly. I'm not listening to anything that's going on. Have I heard, like, I'm not listening to them in all around. Look at a body for 45 minutes. Like, what am I hearing in this hallway?
What it sounds like is kind of like a light crackle.
That's it. This whole time I get one light crackle.
There's some water drops.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure you heard the like weird groaning noise or yell and then the glass shattering, but from then on, it's just a light crackling and a water drop here or there.
Well, essentially what has happened is that Foot Ghost, I'm assuming, has fallen and broken his hip, and we did not go help him, so he's dead.
I can't get up. I'm laying on my life alert. I can't reach it.
I'm a little worried because we haven't even put everything in the statue yet.
I think it's...
And now everybody's here, and I suspect that when we go back there, I'm really scared that they've opened the statue and gone in ahead of us.
We'll see.
Yeah.
I'm a little worried. Quentin's saying that in character. He's like, I'm worried that they've opened that statue. Mm-hmm. I'm not rushing everyone, but I'm worried about it. Do you think we're done in this hall?
We've only been down here for like maybe, what, 30 minutes?
There is absolutely no telling how long we've been down here.
I mean, valid. Time seems to work right here. Feels like 30 minutes.
Never mind.
Maybe like an hour.
I'm not going to do something stupid.
Yeah, maybe it hasn't been that long.
Could have been 5 minutes. Could have been 5 hours. We'll find out when we get there, right?
Yep.
Echo sets Herbert down. She's been holding him the whole time.
Tiny little baby.
You are so strong. Just nice to be held.
I'm going to walk blindly into the hallway now.
Okay. I'm going to follow you.
Echo amazing. Goes, follows
you. Herbert's got a star rod.
Yeah. Here we go.
Are you running?
No. Okay.
Eyes closed.
One eye closed.
Yeah.
I am just imagining, though, that for Echo, I imagine the way Amalgamate works, like every step we're all taking near each other is like
radiating
out. Kind of see
the
hallway and what's going on around.
Yeah. Speaking of which, going back down this hallway now with Amalgamate happening, you can feel there's like probably about halfway down as this diffused light overtakes behind you and in front of you now. Probably about halfway down on the left-hand side, I guess the eastern side, or who's telling in here, is just this like big, open, circular, hollow space, like just past the wall, maybe like half an inch past the wall. There's just this like opening space and what looks like a big figure in the middle of that open, empty space.
Okay, when we reach that part, she has not said anything about this.
Okay.
And this is in this hallway?
This hallway, yeah.
When we reach that part, she turns and just like pushes like right in the middle of the stone.
The whole thing just kind of like crumbles inwards. It's not even like a door. It just sort of like collapses in on itself. And there's this misshapen hole of the stone like in the center of the wall now and just a dark void past it.
Star rod.
Shine your star rod in there. Cast through this little misshapen hole, scattering light into the chamber, and you could hear water now pretty strongly in here. There's like the floor of it has like a rivulet around it, like a circle of water, and it looks like it's flowing very gently, but it's not going anywhere. It's just sort of flowing in a circle.
Oh, that's so cool.
And like a gutter. And in the middle of this gutter is like a stone island. And on this island is what looks like a statue of like three figures in fine but tattered robes with like primordial or archaic looking staves or spears, and they're kind of huddled up back to back as if they're surrounded by and beset on by enemies of all sides. And they're wearing these like really tall tiaras or crowns, these headdresses. Their faces are really flat looking, like their nose is pushed up against their face, and they're very long and their jaws are really strong.
These glow scales?
No.
Dwarfs?
No, it's a primordial person. They got like rabbit ears, right?
These do have rounded ears.
Yeah.
Okay, so primordial humans.
Yeah.
They look human to Echo.
They look humanish, yeah.
Yeah, because primordial humans are a little different.
Kind of like Mimi gods. A little different. That's how I picture them. That's actually 100% how I picture them.
Kind of like little Mimi gods.
Yeah. Can we reach these three figures?
Yeah, you could step into this room.
Yeah, Echo like kicks a couple of more stones out of the way.
The question is, do you want to step over the water?
You mean the lazy river?
Yeah, it's a lazy river. It's in miniature.
Is it just like a trickle of water, but it's like a little shallow stream running in a circle?
Yeah, I'd say it's about a foot in width.
So
gross.
I think Echo does point that out. Like,
what are you gonna do to stop me?
Nothing.
Gwydion just chucks that discarded body through the. No,
you oh my first, God, mummy. Still holding
just,
the body?
No, I'm not. Gwydion laid it down back there. I just wanted to. It's like
you should have saved
right
it for this.
Just football punted it in there.
I want to say that, like, as we left there, like, Herbert definitely took that earring.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like, probably have, like, had it in an ear.
Pirate earring?
Yep. Yeah. Got one earring. Yeah. Harbert.
Harbert.
Oh, I mean, fuck it. I'll step across the water.
You've got a staff just, like, wiggling around in
the
air.
But I have to touch it with my hand to know the birthplace of the statues. That's what I want.
Okay.
You step over the water, absolutely nothing happens.
Because it wasn't a trap. It's just decoration.
Everything's totally fine. You take a step over the water. Your hooves clack against the stone.
That's what it sounds like.
Clip, clop, clip, clop, clip, clop. Clop.
Like a Clydesdale.
Anyways, touching the statue.
What are you talking about?
We're touching the statue now. And chewing through our mana. And... doing Jackal's inquiry, tell me where it comes from.
You might be sorely disappointed, but...
The ground.
In a way, you're like seeing this statue as it is, and then you see it just sort of like slowly melt like candle wax back into this base of stone, and the water dries up, and then you get this air of like you're in the past, this heavy presence that feels unlike your current worldly time. And then it just sort of reverses itself. Like it just grows up out of this platform by itself, as if manufactured by this grown structure, like a piece of art carved by this temple itself. Mm-hmm. And then the water starts to flow. It looks like it beads out of the stone itself in big droplets, and it all amasses and starts swirling around this statue.
Pretty
cool. Totally normal. Nothing wrong here.
Everything is completely default here. This is a totally normal dungeon.
Yep, normal dungeon. There's no other doors in here, right?
There's no other doors. Roll wit.
But there is a door handle. Oh.
Nat one.
What are natural you? One.
You close so your eyes. Doors?
Yeah.
I was going to try and see if like I could aid.
I mean, I could use a luck point to reroll that, but
a luck point?
Yeah, my armor. I get one luck per day off that armor.
Nice.
Luffwood armor from Gertrude.
Zach's like, I eliminated luck completely in this game.
Oh, I forgot he had Luffwood. That's cool. I'm glad that Echo has Luffwood. You fucking
like,
it's very good gear.
Burning that.
It's very good gear. It's very good gear.
Has Gwydion like inspected? I mean, like, have I even... I hate to... Can Gwydion just assess this entire building, like this bark and everything? Like, is this a heartwood tree? Like, I don't understand.
Hmm.
Like, I'm near where I'm from. This is obviously a living thing. It's a tree. It's a metal tree. It's a metal tree at heartwood.
Sounds like you got some really good ideas.
Gwydion's going to put his hand on it.
Okay.
And try to do, he's going to find somewhere in the wall somebody hasn't touched
Has anybody touched this spot right here? And Gwydion's like, Gwydion spans out against the wall like he's been.
We all are touching the wall for
him. Dicko is literally like the black dog jumpsuit, like crawling around like a salamander on the side of the wall.
Yeah, he's gonna walk away. He just gives up. He's gonna light a cigarette.
Just drown himself in this foot of water.
Just punch the wall in anger, break my own hand.
Like, damn it! I can't take this shit anymore. You're tired of it. Horseplay.
don't forget you got that plant hand too.
Yeah, that's what I'm hoping is that you know.
Talk to the wall.
Tell me your secrets, tree.
Can I stand in a corner?
Hello. Is anybody there? I'm scared.
Okay.
Gwydion takes his plant hand.
Okay.
And he's going to put his plant hand on the wall and just try to see, like, feel out if there's any kind of communication. Just kind of, phone a friend.
Put your hand on the wall and you can feel, the others can see this, but you can feel with your eyes closed, the vines, like, with their thorns splitting from inside your skin.
Owie.
And the vines creeping out, and then those same thorns grasping onto the wood metal harshly, making their own holes in it and digging in, those vines growing in and spreading roots and ripping open these entryways with lichen. This process, usually it's a conjoining, it's a dance. Right now, your vines are struggling to keep attached to this thing. And you do feel something. You do hear something in the back of your head, and it's venomous. I hate you. I'm so glad you're afraid and confused. I hate you. Get out of my guts, fiend.
Wow.
Fuck yeah.
All right, Gwydion's just going to pull back then.
I mean, and there's just this echo of, die, die.
I think we're going to be fine.
Yeah, I'll
nothing wrong
here. So I still don't know if this is a heartwood tree, but I don't think it is. I think it's something older and more spiteful, or something's warped it, or maybe it is just it's not something from me though. This is something different, but it wants us dead. And I'm gonna like kick the wall slightly,
maybe Temple of Light is what your people named it. It wasn't a very apt.
Yeah,
name.
This might be a joke name.
it's just a
like an ironic name. It might literally be an ironic name, though.
Yeah,
like seriously,
like I mean, a short guy named a Big John or something.
Yeah, you know, or misleading on purpose.
What'd you say earlier? This is like a what house?
This is a Waffle House.
Yeah, so it's like a Waffle House. Being inside a Waffle House, you can just feel the hate.
This shit's like a Waffle House.
You know, it was easier like deal with that when you just like sit there and smoke and stare at your pancakes, but then before we had the smoking, so you can't do that shit anymore. But you just feel that it's almost like a heat from the grill, but it's coming from the wrong way. It's weird.
Yeah. Also, why?
Okay,
why is it? I should have. Oh, it's I'm not gonna be able to talk to it anyway. I didn't want to talk.
I feel like I want to just fuck with some shit here, right?
Yeah. There is feasibly somebody bleeding out down this hallway right now.
Oh, but it'll only take me moments. It will take me little seconds in game.
Do it.
All right. So I think the first thing that Herbert does is like reaches down to the stream, and it doesn't seem to be like, you know, it's not like a barrier or anything like that, right?
Right.
All right. He's going to reach down and use Pyrus Miracle to like turn that water into like salt water.
Mmm. Tasty.
Okay. It bubbles a bit and kind of takes on a less transparent hue, and it's now salt water.
Okay. Of the lowest quality.
Oh, okay.
That's specific to the spell. It's of the lowest quality salt water. He's like, all right, and he gets some in his hand, right? He just kind of feels it. You know what? And then he's just going to like go around and like flick it in y'all's faces, just like one at a time, like getting it out of there and just,
duh.
Why? And
trust the method. Right? He's anointing all the three of you.
How cute.
Okay.
You know, because it, anoint is another cantrip I have. So you guys are going to have advantage on your next ability check.
Ooh. Cool.
There's no time limit. It's just like on your next.
The next ability check has advantage. Cool.
Yeah.
Across the stone island, you like look to your right and you can see Ezek has kind of.
I get Ezek too.
Like he's squatted on his haunches and you splash him with it and he goes, ah. And then he goes to lift up a drink of water with his palm and drinks it up and goes and just kind of like lets it fall out of his mouth.
Yep, that's salt water.
This is salt water.
Trust the method.
The method.
My method.
You made this salt water?
Yes, I did.
You robbed me of a drink of water, of fresh water?
Oh, sorry. Here, hang on. And like he sticks his finger back down into it and like turns it into like fresh water.
Wow.
Right?
Try it now. The lowest quality.
Yeah, of the lowest quality. Try it now.
Well, you have to drink it.
That's great.
It's kind of brackish, though, isn't it?
It's kind of brackish.
Now, I do have a question. Before Herbert did all this shit, was this water perfectly clear?
It was. He's ruined this.
You just ruined right. Some ancient magic water.
It destroyed an internal shrine. Of.
I mean, we've got, like, vials of that shit now, don't we?
Yeah,
we do. I filled up a flask.
I mean, this place hates us. We care less about any of these shrines anymore. If anything. I can, let's just destroy this place.
After hearing that thing being so like ugly, the Gwydion, and
I can't share on the statue.
If I could, I'd turn that water into piss, but I can't.
You could turn it into blood.
I mean, I could just piss at it and be fine.
Oh my fucking god! Then it's a true lazy river.
Yeah.
So there's like no other. This was a shrine, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Kind of. Are you talking about the statues?
Or a memorial of some sort?
It's kind of just like fantasy AI-generated art.
Yeah, artwork. Okay.
3D printed.
This is the Lavalin Midjourney AI.
That's literal hell. That's a nightmare.
No, I mean, yeah, definitely you got the impression that the statues were built by this thing, this facility.
I think we should move on.
Yep. Let's go.
I think we should fuck with the water some more.
Do it.
No.
Do it.
I have nothing else to do.
Do it. Echo's leaving.
other than wasting more mana. Oh, I won't do anymore. No, where's this fucking dead body in the ground?
Let's leave.
Let me go
the room.
Kick it.
You guys want to go back to the gatekeeper statue?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You span out of this hallway and back into the room where you started, and you see the gatekeeper.
Gatekeeper?
I'm sorry, but we don't see anything in the hallway after hearing that scream and the shit break.
It's also really dark in here, and we already, like, in this hallway in particular, like, light doesn't travel.
Mm.
Not in the hallway.
Echo doesn't see anything with her echolocation?
Not in the hallway.
Okay.
As you span out, you notice that a few things here have changed since you were last in. For one...
Because of course they have.
Of course they have. For one, the gatekeeper... The statue has not lost any of its weapons that you've inserted into it, but it has turned 180 degrees to face your hall as you come out.
Oh.
You also see two people. One has unfortunately expired. They're sprawled out to your left-hand side.
One's gone sour.
It is an Aslarkian in like tattered prison garb. There's a dead prisoner there, and next to him, you can see there's a wrought iron lantern that has been shattered, and the oil from it is kind of like flaming in a pool right next to him. He's sprawled out, and he's facing you with dead eyes, and you can see there's a gash like across his stomach, and then like right where his neck is, it looks like something had hooked his neck and just ripped out his Adam's apple. The other figure you see on the opposite side of the statue is a tall, lanky elven woman, who also happens to be a prisoner. She's in that prison garb. Oh. And as she sees you enter, she's standing like kind of crooked with her knees splayed out. She knocks an arrow and aims her bow at Echo.
Hexed.
Real quick, is this, I don't know if anybody's going to remember this because I may be the only one who wrote it down.
Mm-hmm.
But is this when we were... I don't know, in the first five sessions and these prisoners, is this the like weird old elven lady who is in a cell?
Yes.
Nice.
Fuck. Yeah. The one person. I was like, yo, she's going to kill us. Great. I just wanted to confirm.
That's crazy, bro.
Gwydion shields up.
Shield up, hexed. She's going to launch this arrow. She has been waiting for you. It's a 9.
No.
And thunks into the metal wood behind Echo's head, way off. She knocks another one.
Oh, hey, I remember you. How's your day going?
Do you remember me?
I speak all languages, bitch.
What? Common.
No, I thought you were trying to just cut me out of the episode.
She's like, what?
What the fuck are you talking about?
Oh, my God, were you really...
Good, nice flex.
Were you plainly speaking to me? Because I just heard blah, blah,
blah. Yeah. That was an accent.
Yeah. She had a stroke. She said, you remember me.
You remember me?
I'm so glad that that's what you said, because I didn't have to hear
it. Oh, yeah, bro? Well, I speak all languages.
Huh?
All right. I'm sweating. Okay. I'm laughing so
she's
hard.
She's super I'm going to see how confused she is by that.
Great.
She like juts her head back. She's like, what?
All right. Yeah, Herbert's going to be like, oh, nope. And like, just like hawks a loogie at her and casting a nauseate.
Oh, no.
So mic check. Give me that mic check.
Mic check. 15.
15 is not a success.
Fuck.
So she is sapped and stunned.
She's got that arrow knocked. Kind of her arms are already kind of limp. She's in a relaxed position, but she is kind of like throws up on the front of her prisoner's car.
Yeah, I think like Herbert just like comes up and with like that's like axe edge on his bat, just like cuts the bowstring.
Oh,
fall off in her hand.
She says that too. Oh,
I was gonna grab it out of her hands if you didn't do anything.
Yeah. Roll whip.
Hey,
can I aid? Certainly.
No, don't worry about it. That's a natural 20.
Nice.
So that's gonna be a 21.
Guess I don't have to.
Got a knife in her boot.
She got a knife in her boot. Okay, I'm gonna go ahead and have this too.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Is it a nice knife? Is
it shitting? It's a silver dagger.
Oh, I need another one of these.
It's like
it like in his like belt.
That's cool. It's got a curved black handle to it. It's really cool.
Yeah, it's very nice. Sorry, can't use it now.
Spadefoot, do you want to do anything?
Well, like 95% of our battles, no.
Yeah. Okay.
Echo is going to walk up. Well, Gwydion, you do anything?
No, I think, I mean, you guys have it under control.
Yeah, I mean, there's nothing
reason
to do here.
Gwydion's just going to stand there, like.
Echo so, just walks up and says, what happened to your friend?
Kind of moves her head over to look. You can also see just above him, there's like a block that has been pushed out and it's crumbled on the ground near him. And there's like a small, thin, black rope that kind of hangs down just a little bit.
Okay.
She says, somebody was here before us. And you. He's fast. He's very fast.
I think somebody lives here.
Somebody lives in this place?
Yeah. Well, you can live anywhere. So what you been up to?
Moving around, mostly.
And nothing less, like, all around.
And in general, having a pretty steady stomach.
Herbert's going to position himself behind her.
Okay.
So she can't run.
All right, not then. Evenly. What have you five been up to?
Well, you know, walking around, finding stuff. I am curious, how large is your party now?
My party? What do you mean?
Yeah, how many people are traveling with you?
How many prisoners there are?
Sure.
A dozen or so, I'd say. Minus us.
I'm so glad I increased my will to give me a better spell, DC.
Yeah, very worth it.
Yeah, I live and die by that.
Because, like, she would have succeeded. Like, I used to have a 15.
God, that's brutal.
Yeah. It's no good as a caster when you're a lot of spells in effect like that.
I look at my character sheet, and I just periodically see this one note that I have that says, Euclid, go and get me.
So when you say a dozen prisoners, are you all traveling together, or did you all immediately split up?
A dozen in my band.
Oh.
Is your band with Murdoch?
They're split up all around here, all throughout. I don't know where Murdoch is. Hopefully killing your friends.
That was rude. And Herbert just like jabs his thumb in her side.
Oh.
Like, right in her small ribs.
That's my spleen.
Nope, that was a rib. You're dumb.
Wow.
I'm a medieval peasant with a very limited grasp of anatomy.
No, you're only a peasant because you got caught by the government for probably doing something, and maybe it was good, maybe it was bad. I don't care. But, you know where your ribs are. Herbert jabs her again.
What?
Right here.
Right here.
Oh.
Wrong again. Wow, so did you put any, effort into this puzzle in front of you, or did you just kill people, or, like, what's your purpose here?
Puzzle in front of me. She's looking at the statue.
Oh, no.
What is your purpose here? Let's start with that one.
Yeah, stop you. Kill you.
How's that working out?
Well, Miss Sassy Pants over here asking obvious questions because she has the upper hand. You know there's a dragon in your midst.
I am aware.
We're aware.
Kill me, it means nothing. You won't get out of here alive.
So you just came here to stop us from doing what?
The sword. The sword's...
Okay, cool. So, okay, I was just making sure we're all on the same page here. Yeah, no, sorry, no. I just want to, you know, I'm just testing the boundaries and...
How's that one eye treating you?
Well...
Rude. Another chat.
I mean, I can... Link's just fine. Is that the question?
Shame she didn't finish the job. She's always worried about sending a message. Should have killed you while she had the chance. You scum. You fucking scum.
Another jab.
Yes.
Okay, I get it. I get it. I'll stop, all right?
Yeah, stop being rude. I'm not being rude. Well, the jabbing and I spit on you. That was pretty rude.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you deserve a couple.
Yeah, probably.
Although I have the upper hand. Another jab.
So, what's your plan now? What are you going to do?
We're just playing like bad cop, worse cop.
My plan now? Die, I suppose.
Hmm.
You don't have to die
here. We could just send you down a hallway.
YOLO, you know.
I'm gonna close my one eye and point between the hallways and then open them. Go down that one.
I can't move.
Try harder.
How did you...
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Oh, no. How did you get in?
There's a gap in the wall. Up there. Up there.
How did you come down?
I kicked that brick down.
Oh, so that leads up.
Oh.
Yes, yes, that's the way up.
All right.
Unfortunately for you, I've already cut the rope. It'll be too short to reach.
How high is it?
It's like 10 feet.
Yeah.
All right, do we just want to like knock her up, tie her up?
Yeah. I think that's a good idea.
Okay.
See you
guys.
Later.
Yeah, Herbert's going to take the pommel of her own dagger and just like right in the back of the head.
She is knocked out.
All right, who's got rope? Oh, wait, does she have rope? She cut it.
She's got about 10 feet of rope.
Okay,
oh, that's perfect.
Like hog tire.
Okay. It's the 10 that she cut off.
Wow.
Okay. She's tied up.
Okay. Just like put her in a corner so
it's
nobody
fine.
Steps on her.
Yeah.
Cool.
Well, she'll be fine.
You know, the other one's dead, so.
So now
what's he got in his pockets?
The other one has a box of matches.
Handy.
A vial of oil.
Handy.
Like lantern oil. A dagger in a similar make.
Handy.
And a tripwire that's got like climbing prongs attached to either end. So it can be embedded.
Oh, pinions?
Mm-hmm. Pinions,
nice.
Sorry. Yeah,
do you
want to
take that? Because I don't really know what that means.
Yeah, sure.
Great.
Rule book again.
And
she
I'll
has,
take the oil.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So. She has 11 gold pieces, 11 coins, and a small hammer.
I don't give a fuck about the money or the hammer.
I don't need the hammer. I already got a wrought iron hammer.
Mm.
Guadian.
I don't want any of it.
Cool.
I'll take the hammer.
Yeah.
Toss it to Ezek.
Mm-hmm.
Good in a pinch.
Yeah,
you know,
I'll give him the 11 coin too. Fuck it.
Money.
Yeah, I still really know how to eat, if I'm being honest with you.
You can buy bread with it.
Yeah, you can definitely buy bread with money.
Hot bread.
Money just stands.
Warm bread.
Money is just a currency. It's a symbol for how many acorns you pay for something.
Oh.
So, oh. Well, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Hmm. You and Ezek nod to each other. I get it now.
Wow.
That's some real character development.
Yeah. Herbert's just like shaking his head. I was like, I could be in a bar.
Yeah.
You know,
I
just
could be anywhere.
When he just looks back at Herbert and kind of smiles. And then
Since
looks on.
We could write all this down and nobody would fucking believe it.
It was a teaching moment.
Wow. You just taught me capitalism.
Yep.
Thanks.
Good job.
Thanks for flipping that clever little thing I did on its head and making Gwydion feel like shit about it. Awesome. Gwydion is now
not a problem.
Canonically introduced capitalism to Lavender.
No, just
there.
Just
yeah, it's already
Spadefoot,
there.
Which means that if Spadefoot does live and go back to the Feywild, Spadefoot is going to bring capitalism to the Feywild.
I'm not living.
No one in here is living.
Yeah, I'm not making it out of here.
I don't mean to alarm anybody, but we're
totally fucked.
I mean, honestly, I've pretty much resigned that Gwydion's going to die in the next like two episodes. There's no
next 2 hours.
There's no way we're going to kill a dragon. That's impossible.
Okay, so where do you guys want to go?
I think that we should solve the puzzle. I think we should stop fucking around with the hallways. As much as I would love to wander these hallways, probably for the rest of my life, let's do this puzzle.
All right,
are you ready for the puzzle?
Let's
do
the puzzle.
We feel like we're ready for the puzzle.
Let's do the puzzle.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Let's do a vote. Ezek, do you think that we should do puzzle time?
Puzzle time.
puzzle time?
If it opens up another path, which I think it's insinuating that it will, then we should do that.
Great.
I agree.
I agree.
Okay.
So we have
Herbert.
We have weapons from the hallway, right? Still?
Yeah, we grabbed those.
Or did we put those in already?
You put those in. There's three more holes in this thing.
Okay. And they are?
Hammer, dagger, spear.
Hammer, dagger, spear.
Oh, wait.
Pulls up the hammer. Runs over.
And
lands a hammer.
Get it, Ezra.
Turns around and goes back to the trio statue.
Oh, okay. Right.
Wow, by yourself, alone?
Yep. Yeah.
That's great. Nothing bad could happen.
Pokes her head in there. Care. Do they look like they could be removed? The spears?
Oh, the spears? You feel them. They can't be removed, but you could break them.
Do it.
Yeah, vandalism.
Do it.
Vandalism. Vandalism.
Okay.
I'm already pissed.
How long are they?
Yeah, it's true.
They're pretty long.
Okay, she grabs one above the hand of the statue.
Okay.
And she casts Evoke to weaken the wood. And just Evoke is basically druidcraft.
Oh, okay,
like,
cool.
You can manipulate. I'll let you decide how many actions, because the more actions I do, the stronger the effect.
Mm, okay.
So I don't know how much it would take to kind of separate this wood without like ripping it off.
It's very, I would say probably about 5 actions. It's very tough. So, but eventually it kind of weaves into like an almost putty-like substance on the bottom, and she's able to wiggle it.
It's only 30 seconds.
Yep. So for about half a minute, she sits there and just kind of, you can see her kind of like moving it a little bit and then just pulls it away.
Okay.
That's fun.
You've got it.
And she comes back. She's got a spear.
Echo's gone for about 30 minutes. What do you guys do in that time period?
I think Herbert's probably like munching on her ration.
Yeah, take a little cat nap.
Gwydion's just kind of scanning the ceilings.
Scanning the ceilings?
Yeah.
Okay.
Herbert's trying to figure out if we can, how easily we can reach that rope up there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Echo could probably boost you.
Yeah. Or just like flicker.
Yeah, that too.
And just reach
I could
down.
Boost the three of you up there and then flicker up after you if we want to go up that way.
Yeah, that's true.
Echo arrives, you know, 20, 25 minutes later and has this spear.
Wow, I thought you fell down a well.
How long was I gone?
Bathroom break?
About 2 hours.
He's getting there. Yeah. He's figuring time.
No, it's only maybe in like half an hour.
Ah, fuck.
About half a minute.
You're close.
About half a minute for me.
It's close.
Isn't that so weird?
Hopefully the statue
just kind of like
that.
Holds up the spear and then walks over and sticks it into the statue.
That's excellent.
So now we need a sword, right?
That was dagger.
A dagger. A long dagger.
What about the extra dagger that the one dude had?
You could use that.
Yep.
Great.
Yeah.
Okay. You slide it in.
Ba-ba.
And you hear like
explosions.
You hear what sounds like two metal rods like slamming together at the end 12 times in like a cacophony. Boom, 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 boom. And you can hear like the objects that you've inserted shatter and crack at the points of insertion. And they just sort of like slide further into this thing until they're almost flush, until he is essentially wearing an armor of these handles. And this sort of anomalous looking, smooth featured statue starts to fold in on itself. And those centrical rings begin to twirl and invert until this thing is just a pure like silhouette of this white wooden metal. Then the platform the dais sits on folds downward into the ground, and the statue itself starts to fold in on itself all the way until the floor is flush. And then you see it just sort of like begin to blossom open into this hexagonal pit.
And a more iconic duo than Lavinlin and Hexagons.
That's true.
Yeah, I'm just thinking, so this is just a flat hexagon on the ground?
So it blossoms open into this hexagonal opening. You can see darkness below you, but probably about 12 feet down, there's just this like white floor. It almost looks like marble. It's much more textured.
Weird.
Hmm. I think that we should pursue this avenue first.
Yeah.
Because, okay, quick question. Can Echo sense anything below us moving around?
You see, like, big openings and spanning arc bridges, and you see figures on those bridges. They look like they're fighting one another, but they're a little bit further down and pretty far away from you in general.
Okay. She relays that to everybody that there are people down here. They're probably, you know, if this is prisoners, they're breaking in through gaps in stonework on woodwork. I don't know.
And they're fighting someone. That's the thing is, who are they fighting? I don't understand what's happening.
I don't know. There's probably guards or something down here, right?
Mm-hmm. I thought the whole place was abandoned, but I guess not.
Well, I mean.
Well, no, I don't think so.
There's no telling what we're going to find down here.
Yeah.
I think we have to go down here. Yep. I think that this is the right direction.
Oh yeah, of course.
Yeah.
I mean, it could be up there.
If they're fighting each other, they're probably not fighting us, so.
Yeah. No, I think they sort of forced their way in up there. I think this is the actual way to go. I don't want to fuck with up there.
I mean, for all we know, down here could be some unimaginably powerful artifact, and the piece of sword that we need is just up in somebody's cupboard up top.
Hmm. Well, downstairs is more fun.
Yes. Echo's like leaning over, looking down into the darkness.
Hmm. Well, do you want me to push you?
No. Is everybody ready?
There's no stairs?
There's no stairs.
Okay. Hmm.
Well, you can flicker down there.
I'm going to pull out a coin and drop it down.
You drop it. Ding, ding, ding.
Hmm. Probably not too horribly far then.
All right. Well, let's do this then. Like Herbert like pulls out his hammer and pulls out those new pinions with the
perfect timing.
Yeah, the tripwire, and like just pulls a pinion off the tripwire and like starts hammering it into the side so we can attach a rope to it.
Nice.
I got 50 feet of rope, right?
50 feet of rope.
All right. I have silk rope too.
Ooh, so fancy man.
So what I'm gonna do, since it's like only a 12-foot drop, I'm gonna fashion the rope. Around the pinion in such a way that both ends drape down and the knot itself is a slip knot. So that way I can get my rope back.
Very cool.
Nice.
That's
smart as fuck.
You guys are going down.
Getting back out, we'll have to, of course, we have somebody there to teleport. So
what if we never come back out?
That'd be crazy.
Oh, wow. That'd be wild if we never use this rope again.
Yeah, you guys are going down.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. The five of you grab onto this rope one at a time and plunge yourselves into the dark underbelly of the Temple of Light. I'll see you next week.